And oh, one thing about chickens is when you fry chicken, there's a part of it that's shaped like this. There's a bone. What do you call that? That you pull apart? You know, kids always want to get it so they can pull it apart.
Yeah, some of them just chew it and pull it. Now, one of them is the wing.
Uh-huh, and there's another part that's all white meat on it.
That's the, salsa and the breast.
Okay, but
Then they got another part coming in. I think he told me, but I've never dressed many chickens. I don't know who with chicken. But there's a part I think in there they take out a fucking bone.
Uh-huh.
So hang that bone up over the door. Oh, who tried that now? So hang that bone up over the door. The first boy come under that bone, that's your husband.
Really? And what do you call that bone? Ever heard it called a wishbone or a funny bone?
Might be. That ain't even the name of that piece of the chicken.
Oh, I didn't
know it was
pulley bone.
Yeah.
He wants to pull it apart.
Ever heard it called a pulley bone?
No, I don't think I is, because I see I ain't no deal with chickens, but.
Okay. Like if you slaughtered a calf and you took all its insides, what would you call all those insides put together?
Of what?
Of a calf.
Calf?
Or a pig. If you took all its insides.
Well, it's got all the names in there.
Well, I know, but if you took all of them and put them together, you say, these are the...
It's the guts out of that pig.
Okay, would you ever say chitlin?
Yes, ma'am. You said a chitlin.
Have you ever heard the word harlot or haslet for that?
Yeah, I'm not really the word gluttony.
Okay. What are the intestines called of a pig?
I would call that his maw.
Okay. What's every day when you go out to give the animals their food, you say, this is my day. Every day I go out and feed the chickens at
certain time of day when I can.
Okay, and it's called your
jaw.
Alright, or your feeding.
Feeding time.
Okay. And how would you call the cows to come in? What would be the word?
Mm-hmm. Well, they got silver wood, and I tell you how I call mine.
Okay, tell me.
Come on, come on, come on.
Okay.
You know, keep coming here. Now, some people go and blow the truck home.
But you, are there any other the ways that people themselves call their cows to come in from pasture?
That's what I'm telling you now. Some of them blow the trucks home.
And I say, what?
Some of them call it quiet, but I train mine a different language.
Uh-huh.
I can go to my pasture in the morning and drive my truck and say, come along, come on, come on, come on. They get on their foot coming.
Okay. And what would you say to them to make them stand still while you were milking them?
Saw.
Okay, and
Oh, be still, you
know. Okay, and what? How do you call calves a different way than you call cows?
I don't. I call mine all the time. Come on, come on, go down. That lead car take off.
Mm-hmm.
You got 50 cows, mm-hmm. And you can get two of them before you them other 40 choke off.
Okay.